This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. We've been talking about the Silk Road and Lynn Ulbricht, the mother of Ross Ulbricht. She's been interviewed by the International Business Times on the sort of the latest in the case, how she's feeling, how Ross is doing. What's he up to in prison? Is he keeping himself busy? Turns out he is. He's doing quite a bit, studying physics and artificial intelligence, teaching general educational development classes, and now is working heavily on his appeal, which is not going to be a cheap thing, by the way. It's worth pointing out here to those of you maybe just tuning into the show. We are talking about Ross Ulbricht, the founder, the creator of the Silk Road, the world's most infamous underground drug marketplace. He went to prison, is in prison now for a sentence of basically more than the rest of his life. He's a hero, I think, because of what he did. He really brought a new level of safety to the black marketplace, safety for the customer from bad drugs, safety for the dealers from each other, you know, because in the black market, typically dealers will protect their territory with violence. But in the Silk Road, the only thing you can do to, you know, sort of muscle in on someone's territory is to lower your prices. And so there's actual competition on the Silk Road, or there was on the Silk Road. The Silk Road's gone now. There's now like Silk Road 3.0 or 4.0. I don't know. I don't know who would actually continue using the Silk Road brand at this point, given that the second Silk Road was compromised from day number one, from day zero. The second Silk Road had a federal agent undercover as one of the administrators of the website.
Whoops.
Yeah. Well, that's because the federal agent had taken over the administrative account of one of the previous Silk Road admins, and so when Silk Road 1 was taken down, they didn't know that one of the admins was a federal agent, and so they, you know, the current remaining admins started a new Silk Road.
I think they'd want to meet each other face to face before getting
like, well, yeah, you should probably know your admins IRL. I mean, well, something like that.
Well, actually, Ross knew who his admins were. He had their
Ross wasn't on Silk Road 2.0.
I know, but my point is, there was a point I was driving at, and that is that Ross knew who his admins were. They didn't know who he was, so he required that they send some sort of identification, government ID or whatever, a scan of it, to him. Right. And the feds claimed that on the laptop that they caught him with, so when they arrested him in the library in San Francisco, he was allegedly logged into his administrative account on the Silk Road, and they got into the laptop while it was still turned on and he was logged in, so they had access to all of his files.
Right.
They found the identification documents that he had saved on his administrators. So they had
a list.
Yeah, right. that was sloppy. I mean, I keep records better. I mean, I also don't know that it actually happened, I guess, so I shouldn't say that.
Well, the feds could be lying, but it is not an unknown that Ross Ulbricht had done this, or Dread Pirate Roberts. That was the pseudonym that was used as the operator of the Silk Road.
You would just keep it in an unencrypted like Word doc file on your laptop. Like, well, that's kind of the part I'm having a problem with.
Right. Had he kept the people's information in an encrypted container on his computer, then the feds would have had a really tough time getting into it.
Right.
But because he only, you know, had to log into his computer to make sure everything was available, and he was logged in, they had access to all of those things. So there was definitely some sloppy security going on here. And after you've been at it for a couple of years, it's probably easy to get sloppy. You know,
that's something that kind of almost had to happen up front. Like the ID for my new hires, I didn't do that 2 years later. I did that like on day one.
No, he held on to those.
Well, yeah, but the way it was uploaded happened in the beginning. It didn't happen in the end.
And then he just held on to them. So when the feds busted him, they had all that information, which helped them gather evidence against his admins. So if they didn't know who the admins were before they arrested Ross Ulbricht, they knew who the admins were after they arrested Ross Ulbricht. So he inadvertently testified against, by having this data, he inadvertently testified against the identities of all of his administrators, which sucks.
I mean, I wouldn't say he testified against them. That sounds more like a NAP violation.
That's why I said he inadvertently testified against them by having their documentation available.
He acted negligently. He didn't.
Yeah.
If that story is true.
If it's true. And we don't know how much of the evidence against Ross is true because a couple of the federal agents who were involved in the case were subsequently convicted, pled guilty to various corruption charges. So let's wrap up the relatively short interview here of the International Business Times interviewing Lynn Ulbricht, Ross's mother, with a final question. And that is, what advice can you give to other parents in a situation like yours? She says, I try to take things one day at a time and not lose hope, no matter how dark things look. I also try to focus on a bigger picture. For me, this is not only a fight for my son, but for the cause of freedom and our constitutional protections. I've seen it firsthand how the government operates, and I'm alarmed by it and how rapidly we are losing our liberty and privacy. My hope is that my little part is shining a light on this through Ross's case, and that that'll make some difference. And, you know, if that's all you got left, it's just a little bit of hope. It's something. And I understand how the government can just whip it out of you. Just, you know, destroy your life, destroy your son's life. Because they've destroyed, this whole case has destroyed this family's life as well, in that his parents had to, you know, mortgage their house, a second mortgage or whatever. They had to tap as much of their assets as they could. And they don't, you know, they're just a middle-class family. They don't have a tremendous amount of wealth. Your average middle-class family doesn't have $500,000 sitting around that they can just send over to a federal attorney for a case and the subsequent appeal. So this has been a very expensive process for this family. Luckily, along the way, there have been some generous individuals and folks who've been helping out from the internet to help with the appeal and the initial trial costs, which the initial trial was, I think, over $100,000 in attorney's fees. Incredible. Further, the appeal, who knows how much more
just
that's going to be.
Just the documents that they're right. going to have to submit, the transcripts for the appeal, probably
thousands.
Going to run thousands of dollars before you even hire an attorney.
Transcripts are ridiculous.
Yeah, and that's just like a paper cost to the court. Like,
right, you have to have it.
It's like costs more than my car. Like,
you have to have the transcripts, too. You can't file an appeal unless you buy transcripts. So if you want to help out Ross, you can go to freeross.org and help his family as well. Pay for these expensive attorneys, freeross.org, because, you know, it's one thing to take your case through the local courts on your own. I've done that. That's because I have some familiarity with them. Most people don't have familiarity with the federal court system. It's...
Well, yeah, you were never facing, like, a life sentence for the trials. I knew it was, you know, maybe a fine or some time, but...
Lower risk.
Yeah.
For sure. So it's very expensive, and they need your help. If you want to help out, go to freeross.org. That's freeross.org. They have links there that allow you to send, I believe, via PayPal. Of course, send via Bitcoin. And if you want to do it the old-fashioned way and cut them a check, they'll let you do that as well. Of course, you'll learn more about the case there, more about Ross. Maybe you're new to this whole Ross Ulbricht trial case. Well, there's a lot to learn and there's a lot to read about. So go and get started at freeross.org. Now, let's switch gears, Johnson, to something a little bit lighter. You've got a story about something that most people do, which is cursing.
That is accurate.
Which we won't be able to do much of in this discussion due to the fact that we're on...
But you can curse at home if you so feel.
You can curse along at home.
You feel inclined.
Right.
If you
curse in the car.
You should curse extra because we can't. That's what I do when I listen to the radio.
Make up for it. We can say some things, but generally you want to stay away from certain words.
Right, exactly.
Where's the story from?
So the story is from the SciBlog, spring.org.uk. Strange URL for the SciBlog.
As in psychology?
Psychology, that's correct. So the title of the story is Seven Ways in Which Swearing Can Actually Be Psychologically Positive.
So
here are some of the few good things about bad words. One, swearing makes you stronger. Swearing is not just a reaction to feeling angry and a way of letting off steam. Swearing in moderation can make you feel stronger. It's a type of coping mechanism. Of course, swearing doesn't do so well if used repeatedly. It should be saved for when you really need it.
Ah, okay.
Right? Such as, number two, reducing pain.
It works for that, huh?
It does. It actually works for reducing pain. So people actually let off, you know, like it changes. I think what it probably does is it helps people change their focus.
No, wait, is it
mental focus?
All right. So here's what I want to know about this, and I don't know if they're going to answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
But some people will replace swear words with other words,
right?
But are used in a similar way. So like frack or something
right.
like that. If it's used
in
a similar exclamatory way during an episode of pain, does the actual swear word provide more relief? 855-450.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer and compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is LRN.FM. So you missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Well, Liberty HealthShare has the answer. They have affordable healthcare options that allow Americans like you to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who've already enrolled but aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there is still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's 855-585-4237 or libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. As we continue, it's Ian, Melanie, and Johnson in the studio. Johnson, you're telling us about...
I'm giving you some pretty effing good information.
Shocking information suggesting that cursing may actually be good for you if done in moderation. Sort of like a glass of wine every night or whatever.
I definitely do not. I'm a swearaholic.
Are you? Really?
Sure, yeah. I mean, you know,
like all day long kind of swearing.
No,
nothing, right?
I mean, I guess no. I mean, just whenever I'm having conversations with normal people.
I see. So you got to hold back to do radio then.
Wait, with normal people or
with us? Absolutely.
We're going to get into this because you just got to like point number two on this list that claims that swearing will actually reduce pain.
Yes.
I want to get into that, but first let's go to Tim listening in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live and you're listening via TuneIn. Hey, Tim.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Ian. I appreciate it. And, I knew a brain surgeon years ago who would say that when a person swore, he said, you're going subcortical. And the way he explained it was, and I don't understand the chemistry or the structure of the brain, really, but he explained it in the way that if you use primitive language, if you use primitive ideas and primitive thoughts, and you express them vocally, then you're using the least developed part of your brain. He said you're going subcortical, and he was a liberty activist himself. He was a big time supporter of the John Birch Society and various other things too. And he told me that when people didn't understand, they didn't have the vocabulary to express their ideas, they would use.
That's nonsense. It's a nonsense argument, and he your friend was an idiot. And unfortunately, you know, I'm saying this about a brain surgeon, which I don't really like doing because it makes me sound extremely arrogant. But they've done many studies that swearing is actually used by people typically with a higher vocabulary, and I'm about to prove it. When I swear, I tend to try to go subcutaneous, meaning that I try to get under people's skin. So, you know,
I don't think that contradicts anything he was saying, though.
Well, I was demonstrating a little bit of a higher vocabulary because
and running over the top of me, but that's okay.
People who have a higher vocabulary tend to see swears as just more words to add to their vocabulary. So that's people true. With higher vocabularies tend to swear more.
You can have a huge vocabulary of swear words and cursing and various other things. I mean, if you listen to the old, a sailor from, I don't know, you probably don't know any sailors from the 30s or 40s, neither do I. But, you know, sailors from the 30s or 40s, let's say even the 1890s or something, as old seafarers, they would learn words from many cultures, and they would incorporate them in their language. Getting your sea legs, getting your sea ears and your sea brain would probably be part of the action of, you know, being a sailor in that sense. But he was saying that essentially, I think I know what you're talking about as far as an increase in vocabulary, but it's the primitive part of the brain that's expressing an idea and not using more descriptive language, if you will.
So I see where you're both coming from here, Johnson. You're saying you're a pretty smart guy. When you swear, you believe it's
they've
it's
done studies about this, that people who swear more, like the people with higher vocabularies, just incorporate swear. They're just words.
I've been to jail. I've been to jail, right. And I spent 58 days in there for civil disobedience a few years ago. And with the guys in there, I wouldn't call them the highest functioning, higher vocabulary kind of guys. It was like almost every other word, I'm exaggerating a little bit there, but it seemed like every other word was effing.
Right.
And it was more like, they wouldn't even say the ing, it was more like effing.
Right.
And they would add in the word after that. So it sounded even dumber than normally just saying. So they would just say something like this, effing, as they were thinking of something to say, whatever it was that the topic happened to be, effing,
But if you were to meet a stupid person that doesn't swear, they would do the same thing with a non-swear word.
Well, there's a word that people like to use as a filler a lot of times, as you said, the word or the grunt, rather. I was just about to say that. Like is one of those.
Like and such, you know, the political situation of like, was that Miss Carolina or something like that?
Those are called verbal crutches, and yeah, they're frustrating, especially when you're doing a radio show if somebody has a verbal crutch like that. Maybe it's true sort of on both sides, Johnson. Maybe the more intelligent people are more likely to use a swear to accent the things that they're saying, while the less intelligent people are more likely to use a swear to fill in a gap where they don't know what to say.
The two positions that were brought up by both of y'all don't contradict each other. More intelligent people swear, but like more intelligent people still have lower brain functions. You still have a subcortex, and if that's what you're using, what he's saying also makes sense. And
but that's not.
That
I am arguing. I am contradicting, arguing that point. And what I'm saying is that I say that swears are just words, and that when intelligent people are swearing, they're not necessarily just engaging in a lower form, you know, lower brain form. Lower level of thinking, they're just using a word. And I think that engaging in that lower level of thinking, like using a verbal crutch, in some people, they just happen to pick a swear word because they probably like the word, you know, like it's just another word that they like. Like the word. I'm using the word like properly sir.
As an enjoying, I go.
Yeah.
But even if you're intelligent and using it intelligently, that doesn't mean that it doesn't have benefits for lower brain functions, which I think is what the neuroscientist
maybe
talked to this guy, which sounds to me like he was trying to say.
But there are a lot of people that make the argument that, because there's a moralism. There's this moralism out there about swearing where people will just make stuff up and say, like, oh, only stupid people swear. And it's like, no, actually, the higher your vocabulary is, the more words you have in your vocabulary, the more likely you are to swear. And typically, intelligent people are more likely to swear.
All right, Tim, what else you got tonight? Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, and sailors, well, maybe they weren't the most intelligent, but they were probably the best traveled. So
yeah,
they had the vocabulary. But I was actually going to mention one other thing about Ross Ulbricht. I was wondering how old is Ross Ulbricht for one?
I think he's about 31 right now, 31, 32, somewhere in that range.
He's pretty young. I mean, he's, you know, his life in prison is 70 plus years, plus years maybe of wow. And they only let him out for an hour a day. Is that what it is? I mean, it's life in prison.
I know that he is, I don't know if he's in segregation. I don't think he's in segregation. I believe that he is in population, but he gets to have visitors.
And he'll probably learn how to swear in several languages.
For 1 hour per week. Thanks, Tim, for the call. It's Free Talk Live.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE or Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. There's 101 reasons that you should consider moving to New Hampshire if you love the ideas of liberty. Maybe you're burned out on the embarrassing Libertarian Party continuing to nominate.
I think there's probably good reasons to move to New Hampshire, even if you just kind of like the ideas of liberty.
No doubt.
You don't even have to love them. Yeah. You just kind of like them.
I mean, you're not willing to put, like, thousands of dollars into them every year.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, just for somebody who kind of likes the ideas of freedom, New Hampshire's a more free place to live. But for those of you who are willing to actually work towards more freedom, if you consider yourself to be an activist, or maybe you'd like to be an activist, this is the place to be, because we've got a few thousand folks who are here already who are dedicated to the ideas of liberty, and more are coming. You can learn more about why you should move to New Hampshire at 101reasonsfilm.com. It's the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's an hour-long documentary, and it's excellent. And some of the activism that you can do here is unparalleled in the rest of the country. Tonight, there were activists in Manchester for a police protest slash outreach event slash press conference slash testifying to the city council. That's as I understood it. And we've got some of the folks from the Rebel Love Show. I'm actually not even sure who's behind the mic. I presume Rob. Is this Rob?
Yeah, it's me, Ian.
Hey, Rob, are you still out on the scene, or are you back in your studio?
Oh, no, I'm back in the studio. Yeah, it's been over for about an hour now.
So you're calling about what happened in Manchester tonight. The announcement was made a few days ago that there was going to be what was hoped to be a fairly large event. I know a few dozen folks did claim they were going to be turning out to it. You had to work tonight, so you showed up toward the end. What did you see?
Yeah. So, you know, I got to do my day job. And I made it to City Hall, I want to say close to 7 o'clock. Give or take, Carla Grecki, by the way, who's now the new president of the Foundation for Natural Independence.
Yeah. Well, you could talk more about that in a moment.
Yeah. She was doing a speech outside City Hall, and there's probably about 40-ish people, give or take. It was a good turnout for what it was. It was kind of a last-minute thing. I was impressed with the turnout. And she was giving a pretty good speech about how the police are being militarized in Manchester and pretty much around the country, but, you know, basically all about Manchester. Everyone has great signs, like the hold up along Elm Street. A lot of, like, professionally made stop signs that say, you know, stop the police state on them.
Nice.
I also have... afterwards, they went to the city council for a council meeting. The vast majority of the people that spoke were against the police and how it was turning into a police state. There was only one pro that I heard.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because there sure were a lot of S-talkers on Facebook and on the comment section of the local newspaper there in Manchester, the Union Leader. There was an article about the expected protests tonight. And, of course, the comments were riddled with people who were just on the warpath against the Police Accountability Activists. So we'll call them copsuckers, for lack of a better term. So they didn't show up in real life, though. It's always nice when that happens.
Yeah, it's interesting when they actually do. And but there's only one. There's also other. There's people that are talking that were against the police state that I've never met them as porks or anything like that. They're definitely like locals. There's something that drew all the way from Concord to talk about it. But I did get video from the front row of the meeting of everyone, which I plan to release on the Rebel Love Show right after Free Talk Live.
All right, very good. Wait a minute, you're going to be live tonight?
Yeah, we're going. That's what I'm calling too. Calling live tonight. I'm not going to the New Movers Party.
Why am I calling?
That was the second mission of this talk.
Okay, good to know. Because for listeners who don't know, you are the host of the Rebel Love Show, which is pretty much the key liberty show coming out of Manchester. Kind of following along with some of the things that are happening out that way, which is, of course, where most people end up, is the big city over there in Manchester, as far as the migration of liberty activists coming here. So you guys are always doing a good job of keeping up with what's happening there. But you typically have historically taken the New Movers Party night off. So your show is a Tuesday night live show on LRN.FM that starts at 10 p.m. Eastern time. And it's normally an every week kind of an affair, but you've been taking 1 week off per month to go to this party that happens at the local clubhouse for liberty activists to kind of welcome new movers in. You've decided to forego that tonight?
Yes, this was. We want to do this while it's fresh in our minds. We want to talk about what happened tonight, and it feels right for us to break that tradition tonight.
All right, cool. So, what else did you want to share from the meeting? Or, you know, were there any hecklers as you guys were out on the streets? Did anything happen on the outside?
On the outside, yeah, I would say 50-50. There were definitely hecklers, but there were also a lot of supporters too, driving by honking.
Did anyone yell "Get a job"?
I did not hear that, but again, I did arrive a little late to the shindig. So.
That's true. Yeah, that's right. The sign waving portion was, I understood, it's supposed to be like 6 p.m.
They're out there for like an hour. I got like the last 15 minutes of it.
Okay. All right.
Somebody still yelled that to me at like 1 a.m. on Friday night when I was doing the checkpoint blocking. Like, I'm pretty
in
sure
Manchester.
Most businesses are closed.
I
wouldn't be at work. I do have a couple jobs,
See, if they're gonna yell, right, you just gotta yell at, you know, all the police, you guys, the police are like the park attendants, like, tell them to go get a job, you know. Anyways, mostly supporters, multiple people driving by honking. It was a positive thing. And also, I saw a lot of people talking to, like, just passerbys. Like, people walking by, like what's going on.
Yep.
You know, like, they're confused that there's a protest going on right now.
So great. I'm glad that a few dozen folks did come out to that. It was relatively short notice, and it sounds like it was overall a success. I expect we're going to see some more footage as time goes on, and it'll likely be posted at freekeen.com.
I'll have a blog post. I can't guarantee tomorrow. I'm a lazy person.
It's all good. Whenever you can get it up there, I appreciate it, because our Manchester coverage is fairly lacking in comparison to what it could be, because there's supposedly a lot of stuff going on out there.
That's what they keep telling me, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about something that definitely did go on. You mentioned it at the very beginning of your call, and that is that the former president of the Free State Project, Carla Garrick, is now being announced, or recently was announced, as the president of the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence.
Correct. Yes, that she was. She is now that. That was announced, I think, a couple weeks ago, a week or so ago.
Yeah, and you're on the board, right? You've been on the board for a while.
I am a board member for the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. The goal of our organization is we're an educational platform for New Hampshire to peacefully separate from the federal government.
I think it's a really important mission. I've been a supporter of the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. I printed up like 5,000 of y'all's flyers and have been handing them out at various different locations over the last few years. But beyond flyering and coming up with some cool bumper stickers, you know, what else can the foundation be doing? What is coming next? I mean, it sounds like you guys are gearing up to take it to the next level, but what's that going to look like?
To be honest, like there's so much we can do. I definitely want to see like radio ads on local AM radio. I would also love I'd love us to maybe do our own conference at some point, like have an independence conference, all of New England, or there's a lot we can do, and I'm excited about the future. Carla's going to be able to bring in get us going, and she has contacts that we didn't have originally. So there's a lot of stuff that's possible for our board.
Cool. Is it a paid position?
No.
All right. Yeah, I imagine the budget's fairly small over the foundation.
It is a tiny budget.
For New Hampshire Independence. Great organization, though, and you know, filling that important role of getting the word out about declaring independence or secession, which is kind of like the dirty word version of declaring independence. It's more easy to talk to people about independence. But I've found that New Hampshireites love this idea.
Oh, yeah. So many people are they're locals here in New Hampshire. They love New Hampshire. Like, you run into locals all the time that, like, they'll have a New Hampshire tattoo on them. They're not porks. Like, they're locals. Like, and they have this independence spirit. And you talk about, like, anything the federal government does, and 90% of the time, they're with you on it, you know, and they love the idea. I've talked to multiple state reps that are not porks.
I think it's a great starting point. Pork is short for porcupine, sort of one of the terms of endearment for liberty activists up here. Thanks for the call tonight, Rob, from the Rebel Love Show. The Rebel Love Show. Thanks for the call. It's Free Talk Live.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer in compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come. I believe, Johnson, you've got more to say about swearing.
I sure do.
And how it can actually benefit you in moderation.
Everyone needs to swear more.
855-450-3733. But they said don't swear too much.
No, no.
So we'll delete the
effects. I don't believe in that.
Okay, well, anyway, we can get back into it here in moments, and also,
it's not a deletion of the effect, it's just diminishing.
Really. Diminishing. So you can join us online at freetalklive.com, and if you like the show and you like what we're doing here 7 nights a week talking about the ideas of freedom on the radio, you can help support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Amp.freetalklive.com allows you to join up with that program and get perks, of course, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, and also the Amp Only Facebook group. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and use any major credit card through PayPal to sign up, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website at amp.freetalklive.com. Back to the phones and to the fun. We've got Aaron calling from Oklahoma on Skype. Go ahead, Aaron. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was actually calling because I saw just today that there was a story out in Oklahoma about civil asset forfeiture in Oklahoma, and at OklahomaWatch.org, I don't know if you'll be able to pull it up or not, but it's basically saying that now Oklahoma has these card readers in cop cars that can take prepaid cards and seize the funds that are loaded onto them.
What?
That sounds like nonsense.
Yeah, well,
that sounds like somebody got suckered by a story on the internet.
Well, no, I actually saw it on, like, one of the major news
a gift card for Applebee's in your car, and it's like, ha-ha, we're going to steal the funds. What? That doesn't even
make sense. Talking about gift cards for companies, or are we talking about prepaid Visas and things like that?
I think it says prepaid debit card, and it says the portable card scanners are designed to be carried in law enforcement vehicles, allow troopers to freeze and seize money loaded onto a prepaid debit card and to return money to an account whose funds were seized or frozen.
Okay, that's different. I'm like thinking like, oh, you could just, you know, like they're scanning a car from their car or something. Like,
No.
They're literally physically stealing the card from your hands and running it through a, you know, swipe reader. Okay, that's a different story.
Yeah, that's what I thought he was talking about. So they're just taking money from people from their debit cards is what you're saying.
Well, from what I understand, it's like a fairly brand new practice, you know, and obviously if the big news stations here in Oklahoma, you know, the CBS affiliates here are reporting about it, then it's clearly an issue that everyone's concerned with, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
And normally it's weird because like, you know, a prepaid card is not really all that different from a regular card. Like, what's to stop them from being like, well, we see here that you've got money in your bank account. Thank you. You don't anymore.
That's what he's saying they're doing.
Well, no, he's saying they're only doing it from prepaid cards.
Only prepaid, not regular debit cards?
That's what it says on this story.
Okay.
But, you know, I just wouldn't be surprised,
right,
you know, if it would go that far.
Right. How do they know how much to take out? I mean, normally, don't you have to authorize the code?
You probably have $500. We're going to take that.
Okay, that's probably true. But you know, they could just be guessing. Or is there a way to do a balance check without getting without putting a PIN number in with these things?
With prepaid cards, you can, I think. But,
Well, my guess, you know, I know a lot of people who are blue collar workers who will do that thing where they take their check to like Walmart or someplace and they get it loaded onto that prepaid card because they don't have a bank account.
Right.
You know, and, you know, let's say they made a bunch of money. There's $1,200 or $1,500 on there and they get pulled over with a card sitting in the seat next to them. You know, they could scan the card and decide that they want to take it because who knows what that's for to them, you know, which is really just them saying, like, we're going to take your money whether you like it or not.
I know that if I were like a drug dealer, what I would do is I would go down to the local bank. I would open up an account and I would make people pay me in prepaid debit cards because that sounds like a really smart, untrackable way to pay people.
Yeah.
Clearly, they're seizing this because it's obviously drug money that's going on in these cards. Because, you know, clearly this is just an easy way to have untrackable money that, you know, is totally in a computer system with everyone's name attached. So, therefore, it makes perfect sense that they would be taking this money because it couldn't possibly be used for legitimate purposes or be from, like, a paycheck or anything like that.
Yeah, odds are very slim someone is using this for purchasing drugs. But this is just what the government does. They can get away with it because it's asset forfeiture, and they can just take anything that's, you know, that's yours. If you've got a plant that they don't like, then that means they can take your house and they can take your car.
Right. I mean, to me, it's just ridiculous because, you know, not long ago, Oklahoma was in national news for the Muskogee County Police Department, you know, seizing money from basically a missionary, I guess, like Asian rock band or something.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, I'm pretty sure it was talked about on Free Talk Live, but it's just, to me, it's just insane that they're talking about, you know, after that, they were talking about, oh, we need to change this. And they did change it.
They changed it for their own benefit.
For the worse.
Hey, good call tonight, Aaron. Thanks for making it and sharing that with us. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So if you were to get your cards stolen by the police, you might utter an expletive or two.
Reduce the pain? Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully. You said that's where I think we left off on this, Johnson. You got a story about saying curse words and how it can benefit you.
Well, wait, then maybe swearing protects the cops if it calms me down when I swear when they steal my stuff.
Because you might hurt them otherwise.
Against cops, I don't know. I mean, against swearing, man, I don't know.
So they say here there's a very good reason why we swear when we're injured. It reduces pain. A study has found that people are able to submerge their hands in ice water for longer.
When they're swearing,
while
right?
they repeat swear words, yes. So,
and didn't that study also look at non-swear sort of fill-in words?
I think it might have.
I feel like
sure.
they did. I feel that sounds familiar to me, and I just wonder if fiddlesticks has the same effect as F.
Addly doodly there, neighbor. So it says here, try it. What better way to spend the Sunday afternoon than swearing like a trooper with your hand in a bucket of water? You know, Dr. Richard Stevens, an expert in psychology of swearing, said, swearing has been around for centuries and is almost a universal human linguistic phenomenon. It taps into emotional brain centers and appears to arise in the right brain, whereas most language production occurs in the left cerebral hemisphere of the brain.
So doesn't that back up what Tim was saying earlier, that this is not as a cerebral thing, that swearing is a more basic...
It's more creative. This what this would okay. back up is that it's actually more creative use of language than a you know intellectual mathematical use of language, I guess, because the you know left brain is more like math and logic, whereas the right brain is more creative and abstract thinking and so I mean it's interesting. So you know maybe you're able to be creatively and more abstractly thinking while you're swearing and protecting yourself from pain as well. Who knows? It also says that swearing can help you to wake up. Swearing activates parts of the brain that are vital to the fight or flight response. Having someone swear can give us a jolt of excitement that can enliven dull proceedings.
So if you have an alarm clock.
I imagine if you're in a dull court case and then someone tells the judge to F off, it's like, whoa, what happened?
It would get more exciting.
Whoa! You know, it's like, oh, hey, this is great.
But, you know, are they suggesting that if you have an alarm clock that could swear, that it would actually do a better job of waking you up?
F you. I don't know.
We've been writing songs to be your alarm, so you could just have a song with a lot of cursing.
With a lot of cursing.
Wake up to drowning pool, like, let the body.
Like, is there a lot of cursing in that song?
I don't know. Maybe
I don't
not.
Think so.
Maybe.
I don't think so.
I'm just.
But there
it's
are
violent.
Songs
it's just yeah, it's violent and yeah. yelly. I don't know.
Good song.
So they say a well-placed swear word can do wonders to get people's attention. So, you know, I don't think it's as much
as long as it's well-placed.
I don't think it's activating your fight or flight response if it's your alarm clock going, you know, wake the F up.
Well, I'd have to be screaming.
I'd have to be angry. Yeah. Like Sam Kinison, kind of angry.
Sam, that would be actually pretty funny to have Sam Kinison be like, get out of bed! light swearing can persuade, damn it. Lack of persuasion can be fatal to our attempts to persuade others to our point of view. So if you don't have enough passion, you know, you might not be persuasive. Show your passion, however, have people have more emotional reason to come around to your point of view. One unconventional way is by using a little light swearing.
You got to be careful, though, with this. I mean, because if you're in a business setup, then it can be a total no-no to pepper anything with any kind of swear
words.
And
they do cover that a little bit here.
All right, we'll get into that here. And you can share your thoughts, your experiences with swearing. Has it made your life better? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And hour number three is on the way. You may also bring up anything that's on your mind. Take control of the airways here on Free Talk Live.
Keep it tuned, effers.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Could you use up to $35,000, whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason? LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.